we're going to finish the sugya of Tiltil Min HaTzad. Next week we'll already hopefully start the Kira Mara Makomos. Maybe we'll also finish the sugya about the Svog and the Lashleshes. It's the end of a note. So last week we spoke about Tiltil Min HaTzad, and we spoke about that any Tiltil Shalobi Yadayim, if you carry something without using your hands, without direct contact, so depending on the case, there's different dinim. Sometimes it's mutter lechatchila. We spoke about that's when the tiltil is complete. The tiltil hamuksa is completely shalob b'kavana, like the radish with the dirt on it. You don't care about moving the dirt, so it's mutter lechatchila. You could even lechatchila plan to do that on Shabbos. Then we had a more b'diyeved type of heter, the heter of the barrel with the rack on it, where you intend to move the rack with the barrel. You're intending, you want to move the rack, but you're not doing it for the purpose of the rack, and therefore it's mutter, but only the tzorach. That was a tiltil that since you are interested in the tiltil and you're doing it in a normal way, you're picking up the barrel in a normal way, that is mutter, but only b'makom tzorach, b'makom that this was unavoidable. You needed to do this. And the last type of tiltil min HaTzad is the aser case. The case where it's aser is when you're carrying the muksa, even though it's shalobi yadayim, like the case of the mace on the bed. But the mace is aser mamish because it's letzorech the muksa. It's letzorech the davar aser. So that was the three categories. So a few more issues though to be mashed on the sugya. So one big issue to discuss is what about moving muksa by pushing it with a kana, pushing with a stick? Or more lamaisa, what about sweeping your house on Shabbos? Most of the things on your floor, after you learn Hilchos Muksa, you realize that most of the things you're sweeping up on your floor, they're not things you're going to eat, they're not the things you're going to use, so they're muksa. So they're muksa, and the mela, can you sweep them on Shabbos? Everyone sweeps on Shabbos, but is it actually mutter to sweep on Shabbos? Or when would it be mutter to sweep on Shabbos? So the shaila is do we say the same heter here? Is this the same heter of Tiltil Min HaTzad? Right? I could move my pillow even when there's money on top of it. So can I bring a pole to push something that's muksa? Is that a heter? And anything that muksa, just get a stick, just get another object and push it. So it's not exactly like the other cases we mentioned, right? Because the other cases we mentioned, it's always the muksa is piggybacking. The money was on the pillow at the beginning of Shabbos, and you need the place, so you move the pillow, and the money goes with the pillow. But you want to move the pillow too. The rack on top of the chavis, you're moving the chavis. You're osik in the chavis, and it's coming along for the ride. You can almost see it. Over here, it's not exactly like that because you're bringing the broom to sweep the muksa. You have money on your floor, you go get the broom and the dustpan, you sweep the money to the dustpan, you pick it up, and then you put it someplace. So is that mutter? So the closest case that we have to it is our Mishnah at the end of Notel, the Mishnah of Kuf Mem Gimel. There, the Mishnah says what you've seen in Morning Seder, the case about the bones and the shells on the table. Now, the bones and the shells are muksa. So then, the halacha is that you're allowed to pick up the table and move the table to the garbage and shake off the muksa. So that's a little bit more like our case, because here, you're not interested in the table. You're interested really in, you're just moving the table in order to move the muksa. Now you're moving the muksa, not to use the muksa, not to protect the muksa, but to throw out the muksa. So we see that seems to be mutter. So the mela, partially that's very similar to the broom. You're sweeping it up and you're doing something for the purpose of throwing out the muksa. So the Taz assumes that way. The Taz is in Shin Ches Sif Chaf Zayin. The Taz writes that you don't have to pick up your whole table and move it and shake it into the garbage. You could get a dustpan and a knife, take a knife or anything, and brush the muksa into the dustpan and bring it to the garbage. And so too it's assumed, like the Taz, you could also take a towel or a napkin. And if there's any muksa that you want to throw out, you just take the napkin and sweep away the muksa. What happens a lot, like if you have a spider in the house, right? So you let the spider walk on a napkin and then take out the napkin. Meaning use it, it did start there, but lemaisa, you're being proactive in getting the muksa onto the hatter. Oh, so that's Mishabrua, that's what would seem to be Pashat. So the Shulchan Harav, the Alter Rebbe, so he, and also the Chazon Ish was noted this way as well, they thought maybe he didn't think this was a heter. He said, no, this isn't really a heter. He says, you're missing out on an essential ingredient of what makes Tiltel Menatzah Mutter. He says, Tiltel Menatzah is only Mutter when you're being Oseik and Heter. You're dealing with Heter and the Muksa is on top and coming along. But if you have no interest in the Heter and you're just bringing something in the regular to handle the Muksa, he says that'll be different. But prop by sweeping, you're getting rid of the dirt in your house the same way you do the rest of the week. There's nothing strange about what you're doing. It's not that you're carrying the thing that the muksa was on. You're actively going and sweeping up and putting to the dustpan the same way you were the rest of the week. And the dirt wasn't on the broom. You just brought the broom here and you put it into the dustpan. He says he doesn't think that could be called Tiltel Menatzah. He doesn't think we could have all the heterim of Tiltel Menatzah, and therefore he thinks sweeping should be aser in Shabbos. Unless, right, it's always a heter of Graf Shel Re'eh. Right, Graf Shel Re'eh is always a heter. If something's repulsive, you could move it. But not everything's repulsive. Right, the Gemara, right, just a Mishnah we did on Kaf Mem Gimel, talks about the shells and bones on the table, and it tells us exactly how to move it through Tiltel Menatzah. Graf Shel Re'eh Mamish, something's repulsive, you're allowed to pick it up with your hands and move it. Doesn't seem to be mutter like that, by the bones, yeah?
So, it seems like if, let's say, after the first meal Friday night, unless all the dirt on the floor is going to be bothering me, we wouldn't be able to sweep it.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, yeah. Okay. We're not, the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter.
Oh, okay, good.
We'll see, we have to see like what's to come out. Everyone does it. Okay. Everyone does it, don't get scared.
I was asking for the other people.
Right.
I'm asking for the
Taz. I understand. So anyway, so that's the... There's some Rishonim who also sound this way, and the emphasis is going to be a Machlokas. There's definitely Rishonim here really that go either way, but it's really Machlokas, Mishnah Berurah, and the Alter Rebbe. I'm just calling here the Alter Rebbe, just I hope that's... That's not ruffling anyone's... Okay. So I'll just tell you two Rishonim that I thought sounded a little bit like the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Erchei Tanam v'Amaram. It's fun to quote because it's actually a Rishon that we've never Rabbi Yehuda ben Kolomis, a 13th century German Rishon, okay, who somehow gave his sefer a very modern sounding name.
What's the name of it?
Okay, Rabbi Yehuda ben Kolomis.
No, what's the name of the sefer?
Erchei Tanam v'Amaram. It also sometimes called as Yehusei Tanam v'Amaram. I was actually his lashon when he's talking about Tiltel Menatzah. He says she'osek v'davar hamutter. Tiltel Menatzah says she'osek in the thing that's mutter, v'ha'iser nina me'elav, and iser on its own moves, ain't also tiltel chashev. That's not the tiltel's not chashev because just coming along with another tiltel which was totally hatter. The lashon of the Rid. Tosus Rid in the beginning of the parak, his lesson is Tam Mishnah Seinu, going on our Mishnah, Hu she mutter l'taltel hamuksa im hamuchan. It's mutter to carry it together with the muchan, since it's a muchan that you're carrying, so therefore we're defining your tiltel as a mutter dika, a Shabbos dika tiltel. And the muksa is batel to the heter dika tiltel. But when you're sweeping, you could never hear it's harder to say that. Right, it's not going along with the hatter. The hatter is just coming to move the muksa. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch Harav says it could be like Yad Arichta. This is just, right, everyone knows if you brought gloves and you want to start picking up racks, right, no one's going to think that's mutter. Right, so you can hear that this could also be aser. So that could be. And he has rayos. The rayos at first glance are very strong. So we'll build up his rayos and then say what the Mishnah Berurah will say back, what the Taz will say back. One raya I thought was very stark. That was very stark. What we saw in Kol HaKelim, Kuf Chaf Gimel. So the Gemara talks about, the Braisa talks about the din of the charara in the gechal, that cake under the coals, and the figs under the straw. And the Gemara gives an elaborate way to solve the problem. Look, so you have to get a kush. Kush is some sort of instrument that was long with a point at the end, and stick it through the hay, and hit into the fig and pull the fig. Okay, it's not so complicated, but it's interesting. Why does it have to say that? Just brush it away. Brush away the straw. Right? You're allowed to brush away the straw. Just go get the brush and brush away the straw. It sounds like you're using the kush because you don't want to move away the straw. It really sounds that way, right? What do you want to move away the straw? Just move away the straw. So that was his... That's one question. He said, because you can't... You have to impale the fig, and then the fig, as it's moving, will move the straw. But you can't directly go after the straw. You can't bring a kli to directly go after the muksa. So that was raya. Maybe you could think of teretz, but there is a teretz. If you have a teretz, don't say it. But that's the raya he presents. The other raya he presents is from a Gemara on Daf Nun. The Gemara there is talking about Hatzmana. But it's from the second half of the year, we'll get into Nyanei Bishul and Hatzmana. But by Hatzmana, it means insulation. So if you have a pot that was insulated in muksa, it talks about raw wool. About a big pile of raw wool, and you're using that pile to keep your pot warm. So you make a hole in the wool, and you keep your pot in there, you take your pot out, and then you're allowed to, on Shabbos, put your pot back into this insulating wool. Now the Gemara says that if the wool is muksa, which it probably is, because it's raw wool, wasn't designated for use, it wasn't designated permanently for use, so therefore it's muksa. So the Gemara says you can return the pot to the wool, it says, but only if the hole is still there, meaning the indentation is still in the wall. So you just take your pot, put it back in. It says, but if it's already caved in, so now you have the wool, but you have to use your pot to reshape the hole. Right? You get the concept, you have a pile with a hole in it, and you're putting your pot in the hole. So you want to reshape that hole and use your pot to push around the wool to make a hole. So it says it's aser. Then you're not allowed to put the pot back because you're not allowed to push the muksa with the pot. Says the Alter Rebbe that if you're using the pot to push the wool to make your hole, the chayra, there the pot, the reason is aser, he assumes, is because you're using the pot just as a broom. You're doing the pot just as a kli to move the wool. And you're not touching it with your hand, but you're having something which you're using just to push it. And therefore, he says, that's not called tiltul menatzad. And therefore, he says, that's why you can't put the pot back into the wall. Because you'll be pushing the muksa. Okay. So, those are his rayos. Oh, those are the rayos of the Gemara. And then there's a lot of Rishonim who really, really sound like him. Okay, you're going to get scared here. But the Rishonim talk a lot about sweeping on Shabbos. We had a Gemara about sweeping. If you remember, call it Kalim, right? The Gemara was Machalik between Machbado Shel Tamra, the strong broom that was apparently used on their floors, that the Gemara says is Aser to use on Shabbos, and the broom, the Milsa broom, the cloth broom, which apparently was used on the table, which you're allowed to use on Shabbos. So why? What's the difference? So machlokes and shonim, what's the deal here? What's going on here? So it seems that there's clearly one of the problems is a problem of Meshava Gumos, that they had dirt floors. When you have a dirt floor and you have a strong broom, so you're going to sweep away your dirt, but you're also, not your dirt, your floor is dirt, but you're going to sweep away the whatever you're sweeping, but you'll also likely come to smooth out the floor a little bit. And smoothing out the floor is an Isser of Bona. So that, yeah.
I mean, the broom itself smooths the floor, or the thing the broom is sweeping fills in the holes in the floor?
Both. Both, either. Meshava Gumos. Whatever, it could be if there's a mound you sweep with a mound, or if there's a hole you sweep into the hole, but it's making a smoother floor. So that's what the Rif and Rashi assume, that that's the only problem here, and they assume that Taka in a Chinami, if it wasn't a dirt floor, you really would not have a problem here. However, there's other Rishonim who are Cholik, Tosus and Sadi Hei in Shabbos, so he says that no, besides from, even though there's no problem of Meshava Gumos, there's still an Isser of sweeping the floor because you're moving Muksa. You're sweeping Muksa. There's the Feresh, there's this problem of sweeping Muksa. And there's many other Rishonim who use interesting Rishonim, so they say it's much better to sweep your floor. If the floor is a tiled floor, if it's not dirt. But they give an interesting reason. They say, but it's Muksa. They ask the cash, it's Muksa. So the answer, different precise Lashonos, but the answer is Graf Shel Re'eh. You find that in the Ravids, the Melchamos, Rashba, Ritva, many Lashonos have this Lashon, they say it's like the Heter of Graf Shel Re'eh. Didn't say Mamash is a Graf Shel Re'eh, it says it's like the Heter of Graf Shel Re'eh. The Ramban says it's like the Heter of Graf Shel Re'eh. He said it's also Mutter because they said that you should have a nice house on Shabbos. Like adds something in a little bit extra. But the you could take out of the Rishonim, right? So no, there's really no heter. The heter is Graf Shel Re'eh. Al smuksa, sweeping is an iser, and therefore it's not bechlal the heter of Tiltul Min Hatzad. And therefore, if you want to be the most machmer, what you could say is that it's only mutter to sweep if it's mamish gone to the point that it's a Graf Shel Re'eh, it's really bothering you, right? It won't be bothering us, but the mothers and wives are going to be bothered, and then they'll have a heter. But without that, there should not be a heter. That's the psak. The chazanish, the chazanish seems also to lean that way. Oh, so lemaisa, let's go back to the Taz, right? So what the Taz also had? He's actually very short. And the Mishnah is very short here, so I'm going to fill in what they'll say. I think. What would they say? So first of all, there's some starker rayos where they're coming from, saying it's mutter. Because first of all, by sweeping in Shin Lamed Zayin, the Mechaber, he just says stam that a floor that's tiled, there's no problem about the Shabbat Gumos, so you let us sweep on Shabbos. All he says. The truth is, our Gemara in Kol Kelim was a right for that. I thought it's Pashas a right. It says, "Machbedo shall milas." The cloth broom is okay. So why is the cloth broom okay? What are you sweeping up? Stama, anything you're sweeping is going to be moksa. I saw the Chazanish, even though he's on the Shulchan Aruch Rav's side, but he brings a stark raya for the Taz from our Parak. It was such a stark raya, After I was going back and forth, after I saw that raya, even though the Chaznish somehow didn't think this was such, had a way out of the raya, but I just thought it was a tremendously stark raya. Is the Mishnah on Kufman Beis. The Mishnah says, "Haisa alav l'shleshes mekancha b'smartet." It says if there's some schmutz on a pillow, you're allowed to clean it with a cloth. So what's that talking about? First of all, you probably had a kash in the Mishnah. What's that doing here? Who's talking about cleaning pillows? Right? I don't know if you had a kash, right? Somebody thought that kash. What's that doing here? The chod of pshat is, this is telling you, and it's coming right after the din about all these dinim of the Mos al-Kar and all Tzoltam Nutzah. The chod of pshat is coming to tell us that the Lashleshes is Muksa, right? Shmutz is Muksa. And it's telling you, you could clean it off, but with a smartzit. You have to use a cloth. You can't use your hand. So l'chayra, I thought that was like that. That won me over to the Tazkan. The Chazir Sama went on to be machmer, but that's very stark a raya. What? I'll tell you what the Chazner says. Okay. He says L'shleshes is a graf shel re'eh. That's what he says. The other thing the Chazner says is that it's like bottle to the car. Okay. I don't want to say that reason because that's whatever. Maybe one day we'll talk about that svar. It's a different svar also. A bittle of the l'shleshes to the car. A little harsh to hear. But either of those two svaros, I had a terrible kash. That doesn't answer the problem, because the Mishnah says, yikancha mekancha v'smartet. If it was those reasons, if that is bottle, or that it's a graf shel re'eh b'furush, it's even mutter with your hand.
It's not getting absorbed.
So why does it need a smartet? It
doesn't get absorbed into your hand. The bittle svar is getting absorbed into the cloth. Once they get benched.
Why can't it get, if it could be vatel into the cloth, vatel into, I don't know. I thought he meant it's vatel into the pillow.
It's like a cloth.
I don't know, okay. If you like that, sorry, okay. But that, I'll just tell you, won me over. Okay? I don't even know what the difference between a cloth and a hand. L'chara, cloth and a hand, and it's coming this Mishnah, about Tiltul Menatzad, is telling me, like, the Taz. I was convinced. I don't know.
It's telling you, Gufa, that don't think that there's an issue until the monks like Shachan Akara, because over here it's different, because it's a bittle.
Okay, I don't know. It's a alright. You could see it. There's a lot of very lumbish things, but I'm just like saying questions, okay? I'm saying what's just passion. So fine. So what could we say? Lamaisa, how could we answer the kashas? So let me just say over the cash and say what we could say. First of all, the first cash, after thinking about it, I didn't even understand the cash anymore. The Shulchan Aruch Rav's Raya. He has a stark Raya. He says, why do we need the kush to take the cake out from under the coals? What do we need the stick for? Just sweep away the coals, whatever, the dead coals we're talking about. So just sweep it away. Why don't you sweep it away? So the Teres is Pashat. I thought it was Pashat forgetting the Tosus on Kuf Chav Gimel. Tosus says beferish that by the case of the charara under the gechalam, there's a problem. It shouldn't be mutter. Why shouldn't it be mutter? It shouldn't be mutter by regular tilshus shlo b'yadayim. He says because you lechatchila decided to do this for Shabbos. You put the cake under the coals, knowing that you're going to have to take away the coals. So lechatchila, there is no heter to brush away the coals. There's never a heter to intentionally move muksa on Shabbos. The heter is only a b'di'evet heter. Tosha says this is only a heter when it's b'di'evet. The heter of tiltul b'shad lo shmei tiltul, they're allowed to use this stick and pull out the cake and move the coals, is only because tiltul menatzad, when tiltul menatzad is such a removed tiltul menatzad that there's no kavanah to move the coals at all. You're just pulling out the cake and the coals are moving. You couldn't care less about moving the coals. That's so lof shmei tiltul, so that's mutter. But sweeping away the coals is gonna be aser. But it's not that the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is misunderstanding the Taz. The Taz isn't that it's totally fine, it's totally mutter to there's nothing wrong with sweeping muksa. No. When it's the tzorech. Only when it's the tzorech. The Taz only said it's heter when it's the tzorech. Then I can tell you, if you look in the Taz in Shin Yud Aleph, Simon Shin Yud Aleph, the Taz there says beferish. It's asr posh muksa with the kana. He was only saying in order to clear the table. But if you look, it's very kedai in Shin Ches, Sivchav Zayin was talking about this heter about moving the table. He says the mechaber has an arichas. He says it's only mutter to move the table to shake off the bones, if you need the table. He's the favorite. It's only because you need the table. If you don't need the table, so the Mechaber says you cannot move the table. He says, but you are allowed to shake off the table. You're allowed to turn the table on a slant and be menar. The Shulchan Aruch gets this from a tshuva of the Rosh. That moving the table is only mutter when there's a tzairich. Being menar the table, being just slanting the table, he says that's mutter even if you don't need the makam. And he's telling us, funny, this is it more of a favorite than the Gemara. The Gemara always says menar, and if you can't be menar, then you could carry it. He says menar is a different heter. Tosfos really says this also, that Tosfos on Kuf Chaf Gimel says this also. Menar is a bigger heter than stam, the tiltel shlo b'yadayim that has to be with tzorech. So menar is different. Menar is real tiltel than atzad. It's bigger. It's a bigger heter. It's even shalol tzorech. Why? Because it's with a shinun, right? If I carry something like on Shabbos, if I carry something, so then I'll be chay for tzorech. But if I just turn something on its side and it slides down, so that's not going to be considered a tiltel of chiyuv. So the male, that's like tilted with a shinoi. We'll talk about that soon. And that is tiltel of that's complete heter. That's the type of tiltel that's completely matzah lechatchila. So the maestro, that was all the Taz was saying. The male is sweeping. If you look at the Mishnah Brura, it goes like the Taz. In Shin Lam Zayin, when he's talking about sweeping, if you look in the Be'er Halacha there, he says because it's the Sarach Shabbos. I mean, it's not that stam it's mutter. It doesn't have to be a graf shel re'eh, but it has to be a tzorech. Once there's a tzorech, so then now we allow tiltel shelo b'yadayim. Yeah. What? Oh, so what if they were poshe and they were planning to do it? Then b'stam would be aser. That's what I think. But our wives are never posheya. You should just know, life's hard, okay? They're never posheya. The kolam b'shkaga, right? So that l'chayra is what the Taz mean. Now in the Rishon, do takas down like the Shulchan Aruch Harav a little bit. Use lashon grashul rei, but they don't all use that lashon. Some say shavuhu rabbanon like ki grashul rei, or they use the lashon that's ki in grashul rei. The Rambaz lashon is that it's mutter because you want to have a nice house on Shabbos. I was thinking what they mean to say is it's not mamish tzorach makomo. It's not like tzorach gufor makomo, the way other tiltel manasad you have to be mutter. But it's telling you that it's like graf shel re'eh. What do we see in graf shel re'eh? We see Chazal were very worried that your house should be nice on Shabbos. So if something's actually repulsive, you can mamish move it with your hands. In line with that, we see that having your house swept on Shabbos is an important tzorach Shabbos, and just like everything else in the Mishnah, having wine for Shabbos is tzorach Shabbos, having a clean house is tzorach Shabbos, because we see that's something that Chazal were machshav, and therefore it's mutter to sweep. So I thought that was the Shabbat. Even the Rishon who say sweeping is only mutter, because it's like Rav Shlomo, they don't mean mamash, they mean sweeping's mutter, because it's a tzorach Shabbos. Okay, it's not so much time, so we're gonna let's skip to Tiltel Begufo. There's a lot of different shilas we could talk about in this. There's almost endless shilas, but let's go to Tiltel Begufo. Like exactly which is in each category of Tiltel Menatzad. There's a lot to talk about. Maybe I'll just say one thing. I saw a chumrah that I didn't see anywhere else, and after I thought about it, at first I thought it was a good chumrah. I'll just say the chumrah, maybe you could just think of why no one else has this chumrah. The Shvutz Yitzchak brings a chumrah that what if you have money in your sack drawer? Your dresser drawer on Shabbos, you also have $20 in there, right? And you want to get at your socks. So Shvutz Yitzchak says you have to, first, before Shabbos, you should take out the $20. Why? Because lechatchila you shouldn't do tiltel menatzad. And he says, if you forgot to take it out, of course it's okay. But you really should take out the $20. Right? Maybe one could even think, I don't think he actually goes as far as to say this, if you intentionally have the $20 in your sock drawer, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to open your sock drawer. That was what the seems to be saying. No, I've never heard this before. No one else says such a thing that you have to like take things out like that. L'chayra the pshat is because that's tiltal, that's completely mutter. Why? Because you have no interest in moving the $20 bill. Your interest is only in moving the sacks. So memela, even though it's mutter totally l'chatchila, memela, you could even l'chatchila leave your money in your sack drawer. Right? If that wasn't true, that's a bigger problem. Is what about your freezer drawer? Right? We'll talk another time. Freezers could be a buses. But let's say you have a piece of raw meat in your freezer, and there's a lot of other heter in there. But lemaisa, how are you allowed to intentionally leave the frozen meat in there? If it's one of those freezer drawers that pulls out, how are you allowed to intentionally move it? So the pshat is no. That's the first din of Tiltum Natsad, the fig under the straw. That even lechatchila you're allowed to do that. That's totally mutter, even lechatchila, to leave muksa in the drawer that you know you're going to open on Shabbos. That's what I thought. If it's not okay, if you think otherwise, so it'll make a tremendous chumra. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about tiltal begufo. So tiltal begufo, some is also tiltal menatzad. It's not in our sugya, but for Shlemus, we'll talk about it in Kuf Mem Aleph, the daf before our parak started. So there the Gemara talks about this, the din of Tiltal Begufo as being a heter of Tiltal Menatzad. The Gemara says there about a person who has straw on his bed. So it says if the straw was put there as bedding, with intention it should always be bedding, so then it'll be mutter. It says if you put a pillow there, or you lay down on the bed before Shabbos, so then the straw won't be muksa. But a stamped straw is used for feeding animals or for making fires, so therefore it's muksa. And therefore, if it's muksa, so the Gemara says what to do, it says menanea begufo. But you're not menanea with your hands. You can't be menanea with your hands, but you could be menanea with your body. So Pashas, what it's talking about is that you want to sleep on the bed, and straw is something that they have as bedding, but this straw is muksa, and therefore you lie down on your bed, and while you're lying down on your bed, you're also evening out the straw over the bed. So Maisa, it says that's mutter. So the Gemara says on that, right? Maybe so is Gemara. The Gemara says on that, and this is a riot, Rabbi Nachman. Rav Nachman who holds the maskana, right? Rav Nachman had a suffix that you're allowed to pick up a pugla, you're allowed to pick up a radish and pull it out of the dirt, right? The radish that was being stored in dirt, you're allowed to pull it out even from the tail of the radish. Even though you're moving dirt by pulling up the radish, he says it's still mutter because it's tiltum latsad, and you see from this Mishnah that tiltum latsad is mutter. That's what Gemara says. There's a little bit of pella. What are we talking about? What's the shaykhis about the radish? In the dirt, the radish in the dirt you're doing with your hands. What does it have to do with smoothing out the straw with your body on the bed? It's a stam, it's like what? You know, if we haven't been learning, if you stam, it's like a mara, it's like a medrash pliya. But Baruch Hashem, having learned this, the sugya, we see this really is pretty pashut. The pshat is that tiltal matzad means if you do tiltal of muksa in a way that in a melech Shabbos would be potter, would not be melech machshaves. So, there's no iser by muksa. So just like the pugla, I'm moving dirt without kavanah to move the dirt, and therefore, legabe dine Shabbos, that would be considered not melech nach Shabbos, that's not a tiltal of chiv. So too, if you're doing something with your body, moving with your body is a shinui, normally you move it with your hands, and therefore, it's with the shinui, and memela is no shaykhis to the Esther Muksa and its mutter. That seems to be Pash Pashan in the Gemara. And out of that, you could get any time you move Muksa with the shinui, it should be mutter. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos and Sadi Beis talks about carrying. That carrying, you're chayiv for carrying in your hands. If you're holding something with your arms against your chest, you're chayiv for. It says certain things you're chayiv for carrying on your head, but if you carry something in a not normal way in your mouth, with your elbow, the marpik, the elbow, or kalach or yad, using the back of your hand somehow, so all of that is going to be mutter. Right? It says with your foot, you kick something on Shabbos, so it's that's going to be not mutter side. It's going to be patr l'gabe hotsa. But we could extrapolate from that l'gabe iser muksa, it's going to be mutter even l'chatchila. So Rabbeinu Yonah has a kasha here. And this is a big point. Rabbeinu Yonah points out, Rishon quote Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, this is different than every other Tiltum Natsar we've talked about. Because this is Tiltum Natsar that's sorech the muksa. Right, this is like moving the mace. This is a Surah HaMuksa. Why? Because you want to actually use a straw. Right? Now, of course, you can't use Muksa. You're allowed to use it the same way, right? You're allowed to sit on a rack on Shabbos. Ah, you're using Muksa. So that's not called using Muksa. So the same way sleeping on a bed of straw, even if it's Muksa, is not considered using Muksa. But Lamaisa, the purpose is not to get rid of the straw, it's to use the straw, and therefore that should be called a tiltel that's for the muksa. You're intending to move the muksa because you have a positive reason to move the muksa. So l'chayra, we would think that should be asr. Oh, so l'maisa, that's his kasha. The Ran, the Arishonim, the whole group of Rishonim says, yeah, it's taka big kasha. It's not talking about, you're not trying to use the straw, you're trying to get the straw off the bed. Menanei v'gufa means to get the straw off the bed. That's what they say. Right? If you are... It's pelted me that Rishonim even say such a thing. They really bothered by the kasha, they said such a thing, but it's terribly dachar. It's terribly dachik because every other case that we saw, right? We just learned the whole parak. It talks about being menar. The word menar means to make it fall off. You're menar the bones off the table. You're menar the rack off the chavis. You're menar the money off the cars. Menar is the word. Minanei is not what the word means. Minanei is used like by sukkah. It means like shake it around. Right? It's also, if you want to just get the straw off the bed, just tilt the bed and be menar the straw. What are we talking about being menanea begufa? L'chayr is talking about you're lying on the bed and you're being menanea. Like, you want the straw off the bed. L'chayr, people who sleep on the straw. It's very shver. And that's probably the reason why we don't go with the Ran. The Shulchan Aruch does not go with the Ran. And we go with the Rush. The Rush says, no, enachinami tilt begufa is mutter even litzorech davar ha'asar. It's a bigger heter, and therefore it's assumed standard halacha is assumed. This is Shulchan Aruch and the Shabrura, is that even if you have money in your pocket and you shake it out of your pocket and now it's in a public place and you want to hide it someplace, you're allowed to use your foot to push the money, even though it's the tzorach the muksa. With your foot, everything is completely mutter. That's what's generally assumed. Chazanish, here is a piece, I'll just mention it, it's not the Ikar Halacha, but the Chazanish held not like the Rush, or he tried to claim the Rush doesn't mean this, but the generally assumed, the Chazanish didn't like this idea that anything can be mutter l'tzorach the muksa, but the Maisa, this Rush is pretty much accepted l'halacha. So what's the Hezver? Right? The problem is, what everyone asks is, the Gemara's befeirish, this is the heter of Tiltul Min Asad. And tiltul min atzad is befeirish in halacha osel is asr when it's l'sorach davar hamuksa. So what's the why is this different? If it's the same thing, why is it different? So the chayyur just pashit the pashit difference. The difference is that this is basically in the Rush with a little bit of embellishment. But the so it is that in a chanam is tiltul min atzad, but for a totally different reason. Tiltul min atzad of what we've been discussing is tiltul min atzad because you don't have kavana to move the muksa, right? Either you completely don't have kavana to move the muksa, as in Rav Nachman's case with the radish, or at least it's not your ikur kavana, right? You're carrying the money on the pillow, so it's without your hands, but you also need that the ikur kavana is not for the money. If your ikur kavana was for the money, it'd be aser. Why would it be aser? Because what's the whole heter? The whole heter is it's not with your hands. You're not we're not viewing your tiltel as really being on the muksa so much because it's not with your hands. But if you're moving it, l'shem the muksa, I'm trying to protect my money and I'm picking it up on the pillow. So now we view it, I am moving the muksa. It's not mamish in my hand, but the whole purpose of my tiltel is for protecting that muksa. Mamela, we view it, kemak ilu, I'm holding the muksa. It's like gloves. Then it's how it would be, it's why? Because the whole heter is because it's not with my hands. But my kavan is making that even though it's not physically with my hands, but my whole purpose is for the muksa, so it's viewed as tiltel muksa. The heter of tiltel begufo is a completely different lumdus. The lumdus of tiltel begufo has nothing to do with kavana. It's not because it's not in, it's not because it's not in your hands. It's a different reason. It's because it's with a shinui. A shinui is a heter. Shinui heter by all malachos, and therefore by tiltel, it's even a bigger heter. Right? It makes a heter lechatchila. But it has nothing to do with the kavana. And therefore, even though your kavana is completely just to save your money, protect your money, afal pikein with your foot, it's mutter. It has to be a shinui. Sometimes it's not a shinui. It's pointed out you can have things that aren't a shinui. Right? If it's in your... If you have muks in your pocket. Right? That's interesting thing that Ramad talks about. That's not called a shinui. Right? It could be. Now, if you have muks, I'll just say, just mention. If you discover muks in your pocket on Shabbos, there's lots to talk about. So we'll just say the point in Logia us is that... So if you want to move it, you want to now go walk with the muksa in your pocket. It's a very complicated case. I don't want to get to. So you're doing it for the muksa. So that will be like carrying muksa. There's what to talk about. It was in your pocket from before. But that's it's not called tiltel begufo, right? It could be if it's just in your pocket and you really don't want to move it at all. You're just stuck. You just with a doll in your pocket and you're just stuck walking around. So then there's Ramah. Ramah in I think it's in Reish Samach Vav, the Ramah says that then we could view it as tiltel matzad. You're moving your shirt, and the money is coming along without kavana along with your shirt. So maybe we could say that. But it's not called tiltel matzad. Anything that's has to be a shinui. Blowing muksa is mutter because it's with a shinui. It has to be unusual, right? Something with you. I saw in Sefer talking about if you push something that's muksa, but you normally kick it, or you normally sometimes there's a something muksa that you like the thing you step on to make the garbage open. I saw Rav Karp having a shayla. I think it's mutzer, but Rav Karp had a shayla about if the garbage can itself is muksa. Maybe stepping on the pedal to open it, even though it's with your foot, maybe it's kedarko, and therefore it doesn't have a din of tilt bagufa. That's just to get you thinking. Okay, fine. Just last the clue, just exactly what is tilt bagufa. We'll just.
Would it be better to use your hand then? Let's be a dime.
maybe. But right, with hands, it's not going to be better. What to do then? I think it could be. This is what to talk about. That I'm a little bit worried about that case. I didn't totally. I don't want it to be usher, but I didn't. I have to honestly. I'm not talking about it because I don't totally have a clear head for why it should be mutter, right?
What's wrong with opening and closing the lid of the can?
He's saying like this. Let's say the can becomes a basis the davar usher. Right, you had garbage in there from before Shabbos, and right, we spoke here that maybe the garbage bag could be reused, maybe this, but you have something that's garbage and meant to be garbage, and therefore it's muksa in the garbage, and the garbage becomes a bust. And now the pedal of the garbage is maybe the pedal of the garbage still shouldn't be muksa. Okay, I was. But the carp has a problem with that. Okay, there's more to talk about. Okay, in any case, all right, it's what to think about, okay? I'm scaring you, Shlomo, I'm sorry.
I don't want to throw you on the spot, but can I not press the pedal on my
truck? Okay, I was afraid you were going to ask that. The truth is I haven't thought of a really good reason why it's mutter, because maybe we should say that the whole garbage is a basis, and therefore this is moving a part of something that's muksa. It's just a part of it, but a part is also muksa. It's with your foot, but that's the derech. But then I thought to myself that maybe no, maybe you could say it's still considered klachriyad. It happens to be this garbage can, you take it, do it in a klachriyad way. That's the way it's built, but it's still considered klachriyad. It's not a normal way of doing things.
Yeah. What if you open it like with your heel? Usually you just step on it like normally. What if you like backwards?
Beautiful. Heel, like, okay, beautiful. I love that. I love that. Thank you so much. Wow, okay. Okay, Baruch Hashem, thank you. Thank you, okay? We're okay? Thank you. Okay. So just the last issue here, I just want to say, what parts of the body is klacher yad? So l'chera, we think it's anything mentioned in the Mishnah as being klacher yad, the backs of your hands. The Mishnah Brura, this interesting Mishnah Brura in Reish Ayin Vav, he's talking about, of all things, we mentioned this before, raised a lot of the eyebrows. The Mishnah Brura actually says that you're allowed to move a candlestick that's lit, if you do it with a shina, with the backs of your hands, he says, or at sila yadav. As long as you do it in a way, there's no shasha of putting it out. It's hard to imagine. This, you can look at Moshe Brun Reishayin Vav. He says, tiltal muksa, the candlestick, the burning candlestick is muksa, but with the back of your hands, it's klacher yad. He says, or at sila yadav. What does at sila yadav means? What do you think it means? We'll just say, what?
No,
because what do you think? Is what? The elbow. Okay, I think you're actually right. Okay. It might be the arms. Okay, but let me just say quickly. He just assumes Pashas Mutter. So I saw it's not 100% Pashas. I saw a tshuva Chazon Nachum. Rav Wiedenfeld, it's a 1900s. He has a shuv about this, and he has asked a lot of kashas on. I saw some of the kashas at other places, but there's a lot of kashas on this Mishnah Brura. Let's just go through his kashas. The first kasha is against the Pharisee Yishalmi. The Yishalmi that asked, Yishalmi here on this Mishnah Kuf Mem Aleph says, "What's the din? Can you be menaneh the kash but sila yadav?" So it says Rabbi Yane answers. I'll just read the lashon. He says, "Nafal beis alman de raviach lei." He says, "The house should fall on the person who spreads it out." So spreads out the straw. Pnei Moshe means, he says, "The house should fall on a person who spreads out the straw with atzila yadav." Whoa, I don't. So Pnei Moshe said, "I don't know what the shot is, but we're talking about houses. Why should a house fall on anyone? Just tell me. Think sasa. Tell me sasa. Why do you have to make the house fall on anyone?" So the Pnei Moshe says, "No, it means it's mutter." He says, "It's mutter, but." If you carry something like that with your hands, with your arms, you're going to come to use your hands. And therefore, nafal beisa means it's going to end up, it just means to say something, you're going to end up doing an isser. You shouldn't do this because it's going to come to an isser. Right? You know, the beginning of Notel, we saw this whole thing about the diner. If the baby's carrying the diner, you can't carry the baby because maybe it'll come to touch the diner. If you're carrying things a certain way, we want to be careful. You're not going to actually touch it. Then he had another shtaker, just raya. He just quotes the Yerushalmi Shabbos. It talks about carrying all the places it's carrying. It's the favorite should be carried with things hanging on your zroa, the forearm. It's the favorite that's chayv on Shabbos. Right? So that's a normal way to carry. So that's the way in the Mishkan they carry. Elazar carried the chavitin when he was traveling. He carried it hanging by on his arms. Another raya, this is also going to just raise eyebrows. I can't explain this one to you, but if you look in Shin Ches Sif Mem Vav, you see funny things learning Shulchan Aruch, but I'll just tell you what it says. It says from the Rashba says that you're not allowed to walk on Shabbos carrying silkworm eggs on your arms. Because, he says, it's muksa. So, okay, this sounds like the strangest thing in the world. I'll just say what he says. Apparently, when you hatch silkworms, they have to be in a warm place, and people will cover their... I have no idea. I didn't research this. Will cover their hands in silk, the eggs of silkworms, and this causes them to hatch. And he says it's a problem of muksa. It's on Shulchan Aruch, and he sees that the arms is a problem of muksa. So he tries to say, the Chazan Nachlan says, the Mishnah Berurah of course didn't mean that Tzila Yadav is mutter. He thought that Tzila Yadav meant arms. He says, it's dafka, the elbow, which is mutter. So he says that the problem is that Tzila Yadav means elbows. I wasn't 100% sure. I saw the Perish Gemara and Erchin Yatest that's talking about that Tzila, but it's Perish that Gemara, that the Zeroah is the part of the hand going from the hand up to the Atzilav. Rashi says there's the Marpik, it's the elbow. So it's the Feirush in the Mishnah Berurah that he held that elbows was not a problem. The Feirush in Yerushalmi that it is a problem. So that's a problem. I didn't see any clear way out of this, except that L'chayra, it's a shinu, so how could he be against it? But the problem could be, it's just what the Pnei Moshe says. The Pnei Moshe says that any time it's too easy for your hands to get to, it should be asr. So therefore, I would say better, if there's not a big tzairich, not to just use your feet and your sides, but not to get your hands in it at all. Okay, but a nice Mishnah Berurah is matter. Okay, alright. Okay, yeah, you see? You're good? Okay, alright. Alright, let's get what I say. I always thought that